I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game. I asked John Grisham to approach the bench, I mean the microphone, to talk about his new baseball novel. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The New Orleans Saints have named assistant head coach Joe Vitt to the opening created by head coach Sean Payton's one-year suspension. One snag, however, Vitt's suspended for the first six games of the season as well, so I guess now we look forward to even more speculation on who will actually be coaching the team for those first six games.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be the offensive line coach, guy named Aaron Cromer. Joe Vitt is sort of like the Mr. Wolf from Pulp Fiction of disturbed football franchises. He stepped in as the interim coach of the Rams in 2005, so he's becoming made quite a specialty of this. Unfortunately, he's entangled in the reason that the Saints are having tough times in the first place.
Alex Karras, former NFL All-Pro defensive tackle and the actor who was Webster's dad on TV, is the lead plaintiff for a new head injury lawsuit against the NFL. Karras and his fellow plaintiffs bring the total number of former players suing the league to more than 1,000. Will a celebrity on the docket help move resolution of these lawsuits along?
I don't have any idea, but the idea that there are 1,000 plaintiffs now should give you an indication, because I guarantee you that's only half as many players who could be suing. And before we leave Alex Karras, we should remember his most famous movie role, which was as Mongo in Blazing Saddles.
Knocking out a horse.
Mongo, only pawn in Game of Life.
Having expressed, or perhaps attempted to express, admiration for, or perhaps just wonder at, Fidel Castro, and having been suspended for 5 games by his employer for doing so, Miami Marlins manager Ozzie Guillen apologized this week. He said, among other things, that his remarks were stupid, but that he's not dumb. Would you agree?
I would agree completely, and his remarks were stupid only in the sense of where he said them, not necessarily in what he said. I mean, what he said was both wrong. Castro is not lovable. Kind of stupid. You know, don't say you respect him in Miami, but absolutely true, which is that people have been trying to kill him for 60 years, and most of those people have been Americans.
Do you think Ozzie Guillen will still be managing the Marlins come the fall?
Yes, I do, because I think they got a really good young team, and I think he's good at managing them, and I think if they've got a couple of game lead in their division by the end of August, we won't hear any more of this.
As nearly everybody must know by now, the Boston Red Sox will be celebrating the 100th anniversary of Fenway Park from now until at least the end of September. But apparently that celebration will lack the only manager who's led the team to a championship since World War I ended. Why is that?
Because Terry Francona is still angry at Red Sox management, and I don't blame him. On his way out the door, somebody in Red Sox management leaked a whole bunch of stuff to the Boston Globe that made Terry Francona look really bad. And he's decided that, no, bygones will not be bygones quite yet, and he's not going to show up. And I say God bless him for that.
The Los Angeles Dodgers played their home opener on Tuesday. There were reasons to rejoice. The Dodgers beat the Pirates, and the team will soon be rid of owner Frank McCourt.
Hoorah!
But there was something missing in that game.
Yes, Vin Scully missed his home opener for the second time in his 63 years. Slacker! All he does is take days off.
No mercy from Charlie for Vince.
I'm telling you, one day off every 31 and a half years? I'm not accepting this.
Saints owner Tom Benson has reportedly agreed to buy the New Orleans Hornets from the NBA for $338 million. The move would get the league out of a tricky situation, that being owning one of their own teams. But given the controversy the Saints are facing right now, I wonder, is Benson a good choice?
Yes, it is, number one, because he's not George Shinn, the used car dealer who's been running that franchise through the spin cycle for a long time. And second, now the Saints and the Hornets can do cross-promotion, and they can help each other out, and the Saints and the Hornets are now permanently in New Orleans, or at least as permanent as anything can be in professional sports. So I do think it's all around, it's a good deal.
One of the men who accused former Syracuse assistant basketball coach Bernie Fine of child sexual abuse has admitted that he lied. He says he was motivated by Syracuse beating Kansas for the 2003 NCAA championship. How will this impact the case of the two men suing head coach Jim Boeheim for defending Fine?
I don't have the faintest idea, but I have a feeling their case is probably going to fall apart. This Zach Tomaselli guy, who's now saying that he made the whole thing up, is, by the way, he was sentenced on Wednesday to 3 years and 3 months in prison for sexually abusing someone at a summer camp himself. This story, while you thought it couldn't get any tawdrier, is actually managing to do so.
I know who's performing badly already during this NHL playoff season, Charlie. Some guy named Tony Siracolo. Which team does he play for?
He plays for the National Hockey League. He's a linesman, and he did not whistle a play dead. And as a result, Danny Briere scored a goal. And Colin Campbell of the NHL has come out right and said, look, we missed a call. It's a mistake. Not that they can do anything about it, but that's the way it goes.
Charlie, we have not spoken since last weekend, and therefore it's time for you to tip your cap to the new Masters champion.
I will tip my cap because the new Masters champion is noted for wearing caps, Bubba Watson, who says he's never taken a golf lesson in his life, which gives him something in common with me, went out and won the Masters last week in a playoff, and good for him.
On Wednesday, race car driver Al Unser Jr. acknowledged that he came out of retirement briefly in New Mexico last September. You think it's fair to assume that he wishes he'd stayed retired?
Well, it was one thing to come out of retirement. It was another thing to come out of retirement drunk, which apparently he did.
And not on the racetrack.
And not on the racetrack, exactly. Apparently he was racing another car in his Suburban and driving over 100 miles an hour. Don't Suburbans fall apart once you get past 70 miles an hour?
It's way too early to know if Kansas City will be an entertaining baseball team this season, but fans in Oakland sure are happy whenever the Royals come to town on a Tuesday, at least if they're inclined to sit in the right field bleachers.
Yeah, Jeff Francoeur of the Royals started chatting with the fans, and for some reason, and I don't know why they would do this, but I suspect alcohol might be involved, they asked him if he liked bacon. So he said, yeah, I really do like bacon. Apparently one night he wrapped a $100 bill around a baseball and threw it to these people saying they go buy beer and bacon with the money. And this Wednesday he surprised his fans by ordering them 20 pizzas that were delivered at the ballpark. This is the kind of stuff, of course, that probably makes Bud Selig frown, but which I love.
And finally, Charlie, the previous story notwithstanding, tell me of the wild claims of one Daniel L. Wan, psychology professor at Murray State University.
Gee, I was at Murray State this year. I should have dropped by to see Professor Wan because he makes me feel really good about sitting on the couch and watching the Masters last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the stereotype that, we're all essentially couch-ridden blobs is incorrect, according to Dr. Wan. Author of a book, Sports Fans, The Psychology and Social Impact of Spectators. Sports fans are quite active physically, politically, and socially, he says. Except, of course, when you give them $100 to buy bacon.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill. Throw down your plate, pull up your